Oh boy, what's up, Atlanta? Your boy, not doing great. I will explain why momentarily. It is Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you till 9:30. Oren, we got three and a half. I don't know how we're. Yeah, three. He pulled. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. 3-1, and we'll make sense of it all because the Hawks. Oh, can they make it 3 in a row against these West Coast teams? Take down the Lake Show at home. Clippers on the road. They got a very, very underwhelming Sacramento team tonight, who I believe is 3-7 on the season, and they're old and they're slow. We'll see. And that they're injured as well. Hawks obviously try to continue to soldier on without Trae Young. It's been a mixed bag so far, but last couple of games really, really showing something. But I gotta start here with our football team. Can we even call it that at this point? No, I'm just kidding. But it is our football team, for better or for worse. Raheem Morris is our head coach, for better or for worse. And he said something today on Dukes and Bell during their exclusive interview, which you can hear every single Wednesday from the Ticketmaster Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He talked about our quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., and his confidence. And listen, I got no problem if you're going to cape up for your guy. None whatsoever. You should. You're the head coach. You shouldn't dog out your quarterback. But there's also putting lipstick on a pig, to use a turn of phrase. There's also, you know, looking up at the sky and telling me it's green. I mean, there's a difference between caping up for your quarterback, again, which he should do, and the following answer, Oren. Let's get this ready. Raheem Morris on Michael Penix Jr. and his confidence. Listen to this.
No, it was all encompassing what you just said. It was what you're talking about, the missed throws, they came on third down. You know, if we're talking about the missed out throw to Mooney on the sideline, where we're trying to layer over a defender and the guy's there and you try to layer it, you put too much and it goes out of bounds. That leads into frustration. And then you come right back out after that and you pivot off a thing, you progress across the middle of the field, and you throw to David Sills and you don't take your next hitch and you kind of throw it right behind him. And those frustration things, that was the frustration that he had. It's not a confident thing. What came out as confidence to him was the anger of him knowing that he could make those plays and he missed them. And that's why he went out and said everything was on him and he blamed himself. And it, you know, to the kid's credit, man, like I do nothing but credit his accountability. You know, but at the same time, there were some brilliant throws, which you just mentioned, that we did not make. We did not catch for him. You know, the keeper, the one we talked about earlier, that could have been a touchdown. You know, some of the ones that we made on the sideline, that when you fight through the stuff and some of the stuff when you make some of the checks and you got to get those things down. And, like, he did some really good things, and he wants to play better, and he's capable of playing better. The stats may not show that because some of the completion things that I have, but because of the drops, because of the missed throws, a few missed throws that you're talking about, but – the fact that he knows he can make those, that's the confidence. The anger and right. Some of the displeasure that he had was because he knows he can make them and he should have made them.
I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, come on. He was 12 of 28. I came on the air this week and I said I thought I was being kind to Michael Penix Jr. compared to some of y'all. We took calls all show. Is he the problem? No, he's not, and I agree with that as well. Here's why this is such an issue to me. Oren, I'm worried if he actually believes that. That is my general concern. Like, rah, you just sat there for 90 straight seconds and avoided it like the
what
bubonic
are you watching, rah? Yeah.
Plague. Guys, do you agree with me here? Like, when I hear that from a quarterback from a head coach who already appears to be as lost as Raheem Morris does at times, especially on game day, like maybe they're not fixing this thing behind the scenes here. Maybe they're not addressing the issues behind the scenes here. I cannot believe that. I mean, 404-726-0929. I mean, let's talk about this. I got the whole first hour to take your calls, and we'll take your calls all show long. Guys, that was an alarming soundbite to me. Like, good. Yes, accentuate the positives and stand up for your guy. That's your guy, right? Michael Penix Jr. But to just basically excuse a 12 for 28 performance, and there was no mention in that cut of, you know, the urgency to get back in the lab and him and Zach get together and get him back to the quarterback that we think he can be. There was no mention of the footwork or the mechanics or anything that's going on with Michael Penix Jr. right now. Again, don't throw him under the bus. Absolutely not. That is not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, by that soundbite, it does not appear to me that there is any sense of urgency about this quarterback right now. Wow. I mean, you would have thought based off, here's the exercise. If I didn't tell you Michael Penix Jr.'s stats from that game, and I just played that soundbite for you, you would have thought he was like, you know, 21 of 26 and just missed a couple of throws. That's what you would have thought. Not 12 of 28 and just inopportune throws at the worst possible times, because that's what it was on Sunday. Like, again, the right note here, Falcons fans, needs to be struck by this head coach. And I just think right now he's searching for it and he can't find it. That, to me, is not the right note. I know Raheem's whole thing right now is to be stoic and be positive and be a person that's, the front-facing figure of the organization. And that's his job, and that's fine. But, I mean, you can also acknowledge the reality of the situation just a little bit. I mean, get the message out there to your quarterback that, hey, we need to see a little bit more. We need to see a little bit more consistency. Instead of heaping praise on his play, which was abysmal. Like, they're sticking up for your guy, and then they're just doing way too much. And I thought that soundbite was just not an accurate representation of what happened on Sunday at all. And that is part of his job, is to keep it 100, to keep it a buck, to go on with Dukes and Bell and to, you know, give the state of the team. Again, don't throw your player under the bus, especially your quarterback. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about just hyperbole in terms of the state of the quarterback position for the franchise right now. It's not good. You know, there is absolutely nothing wrong with Raheem coming out and saying, it's on me. It's on. Don't put it on Michael. Say, it's on me. It's on Zach. It's on TJ and everybody else to come out and do what we need to do to get him going, to get him back to playing the way that we know that he's capable of. But just saying, oh, we're confident in him. We're confident in him. We're confident in him. Really? Why? I mean, seriously, what has led you over the last couple of weeks to be confident about him? He needs help. That's what we keep saying. The four-letter word, not that one. H-E-L-P. Help him. And to just put a blanket, like a nice, warm, orange, fuzzy, soft blanket over the situation, that is not the right tone. That is not what the fans want to hear right now. They want to hear that you are pedal to the metal grinding with this young kid to get him back to where he needs to be. And again, that's not throwing him under the bus. That's not saying we're desperate, we're tanking, our season's lost. No. That's saying we acknowledge what's going on with our offense right now, and we are doing every single thing within every single minute of the day that we are at Flowery Branch to get this thing right. And that comment to me, woof, that did not give that at all. That gave the meme that we always talk about of the dog sitting in the house that's on fire saying everything's fine. That's what that gave to me. And that is, guys, we're not stupid. Like, we saw the game. He was 12 of 28. That, to sugarcoat it that much, I mean, that's an entire tray of cookies worth of sugar, man. Like, he just poured it on there. And for the final time, yes, Raheem, please defend the quarterback. Please. We need him to be confident. We need to know that you support him. Do that. But don't say what you said, man. I mean, that's taking it a bridge too far. That's a countywide bridge too far. That's a statewide bridge too far. You can have confidence in your young quarterback, but we also need to acknowledge what's going on. The Titanic is sinking, man. Again, you don't need to admit it, but you can work around. Raheem's an amazing orator, meaning talker. He's an amazing talker. You could find a way to acknowledge the situation, represent it in the right way that doesn't throw your quarterback under the bus, and make the Falcons fan base, which I'm going to take your calls on at 404-726-0929, have faith that you guys, A, know what you're doing, and B, know how to fix it. That seemed like to me, well, yeah, play here, play there, everything's good. You know, we have confidence in him. He made some good throws. 12 of 28. Come on, man. Your calls are next. 404-726-0929. Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle. Oof, not happy today.